Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good morning, Annalie.
Good morning, Mary Phyllis. How is everything?
Good.
Here too.
We're going to be talking about empathy today.
Yes, empathy. And we need to define it, right?
Yes. It's like you know where the other person is coming from. You've had a similar experience, and you can feel like you know what they're talking about. And as somebody who wants to talk something out, they might go to someone who they know has gone through the similar type of experience and say,
right.
How did you cope with this? How did you deal with this?
Right. Or when you are in a certain experience,
yes.
You don't want to talk to other people who are, like if you're in a divorce, you don't want to talk to the happily married people.
Right.
you want to talk a little more to, and you know, to the ones
yeah.
that know how this experience is.
Yes. Yes. And it's something that is a very good thing if you are bringing through compassion or love or something else or peace through you.
Absolutely.
But it becomes a negative thing when we start picking up on somebody else's down moods and all of a sudden we're changing them.
Right. So empathy can be sort of threading into an area
mm-hmm.
where we need to be a little aware so we don't
yes.
fall into to that person's space.
Yes, yes.
But I'd like to know how you, if you compare empathy to compassion, how do they differ? Because compassion is also a way of being empathic, right?
Well, maybe not. Maybe we say we have compassion, or maybe we have gone through a certain thing that somebody else is going through, but
mm-hmm.
we've gone beyond it.
Right.
But we understand it and we have compassion that, okay, this takes them a little bit longer. I know I've hurt in areas of my life, so I have compassion for what you have. So
right.
I'm more careful around you and just helping you.
Right.
But empathy is where we say, oh, yeah, I've been there. And,
I remember that feeling.
Yes, yes.
So it's a little negative, is it, to be
empathetic? It can be. And other people's energies can manipulate us, too, when
right.
we are very
So, for example, if I'm in a certain situation that has brought me down a little,
yeah.
you know, and I'm struggling, and I go to a person who is very empathetic,
mm-hmm.
and this person sort of brings me down even further because they empath too much with me.
Yes.
Sort of. They don't
it's linking too much.
Right. So they remember, oh yeah, I remember how that was. And they're like, we're swimming in the sea of suffering, right, together.
Yeah. And when you walk away from such a situation, it takes a while to just release the cords from that person.
Right. Right.
It takes a while.
So shouldn't we be empathetic then?
Well, empathy, I think it's one thing to know that you've gone through a similar thing from someone else. But that doesn't mean we need to link with that other person's energy.
Exactly.
And that's where maybe our shields need to be brought up, say, I don't want that. What I do, I'd like to bring in angels to come between me and that person.
Right.
Because if that person is new and working with me and they're going through something very, very sorrowful, if I allow that to enter my space, all of a sudden, I don't feel like I have the wisdom to help them as much.
Right.
It's almost like I'm picking up on their not having the wisdom, and that's why they're there.
Yeah.
So I'd like to bring in the angels to come between me and that person to give that person what they need.
Right.
And I have no idea what they need, to just let them.
Yeah, let the angels
And then
in.
I ask the angels to give me what I need, which is give me some space so I can access and the wisdom that to help this person.
Right. To be compassionate.
Yes.
Towards this person, instead of being too much, bring too much empathy to it.
Yeah, and in psychology they call it enmeshment when you have too much.
Enmeshment, okay. Yeah, so that's when you tune in too much,
mm-hmm.
and you get meshed in
yes.
like a net.
Yes.
You know, this makes me think about also. Sometimes when people are struggling with a situation, they say, oh, now I know who my real friends are, because the friend I thought was going to help me just distance itself. This person distances itself from me. Why is that? Why can't this person help me now? And actually, I think we have the answer, because if a person comes to a friend, and this mm-hmm. person is, the friend is struggling, and they really need your help, and you feel, oh no, I'm being brought in and brought down to something I can't handle,
right.
then they have to distance us.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll be brought into something. If you've had a similar situation or you're struggling with something else and trying to cope with that and keep your spirits up, and maybe you have, you know, distance yourself from it a little, but still have some cords back in there.
Yeah.
And it's easy for you to be too emphatic. So you will be pulled into this friend's suffering
yeah.
too much. And then you have to distance yourself, right?
Yes. If somebody has a broken leg, you're not going to go break your leg in order to know what
exactly.
they're going through. You don't need to know that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we shouldn't be too judgmental about who is going to come and help us when we're suffering with something, because that person that we thought was going to be standing by our side, you know, forever, might
mm-hmm.
not have enough,
mm-hmm.
you know,
strength yeah.
to actually help you. So we should be happy for those other people that suddenly come in
yeah.
and have, you know, right now they're in a happy place. And they're able to have compassion with me in my struggle without getting pulled in.
Yes.
And if another person gets pulled in, they might bring both of us down.
Yeah.
You know, so it really needs to be in a certain situation that we find helpers who actually support us, have the strength to support us.
Yes.
And that might not be, you know, my sister or my best friend.
Right. And if we're really deep into empathy, there's sometimes if we feel an energy coming toward us, we don't need to latch on to it. We say, mm-mm, go back to where you came from.
Right.
Don't claim it. Don't, you know, just send it back.
Right.
And in our minds, it will happen if we choose that, no, I'm staying with the love. I'm not going to let you manipulate or
right.
let you change my energy.
But that's the next step. That's when we are able to actually create a distance.
Yes.
Sometimes we're not able to create a distance, right?
And also, some people don't know that there's an energy coming
right.
toward them, and all of a sudden they feel a change, a downer.
Yeah.
And the first sign is, I was in a bright mood, and all of a sudden there are heavy clouds coming over,
right.
so to speak. I don't think I want this.
Right.
And some people fight against that. And you can never solve something on the same level that it occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're fighting on the energy thing, that's the wrong way. We need to claim higher spirit. This
right.
is where our spirituality beliefs, all of that, bring in the Buddha, bring in the Christ, bring in
right.
bring in Muhammad, whatever, to bring this energy and stay within this energy so that that. That, in a sense, is helping us.
We're elevating ourselves
yes.
from this
the
pool
darker.
Of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
in that sense, we can actually help then this person and feel love for it.
Yes.
For the person and be of some support, because we have elevated us from this pool of struggle
yes.
where this person is.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think curiosity, they say curiosity can kill the cat.
Mm-hmm.
If we're too curious about that energy coming in, then we are attaching ourselves to that energy.
Right.
And if we just bring in, mm-mm, not interested in this
yeah.
time. This
we don't want to go there.
Mm-mm.
Unless we want to go there.
Yeah.
For some reason to learn
yeah.
something. But
yeah.
but if we feel that, oh, my day was sunny and now I feel clouds,
mm-hmm.
like you said, no, I don't want that. Then we should heed that.
Yes.
Then we
and
do
we
need.
Just change. We can change our emotions. Some people say you can't change your emotions. Yes, you can. You can if you recognize that, oh, I want to stay with this nice feeling. Mm-mm, don't need that. Stay
right.
here.
Right. So being an empath, we
mm-hmm.
can cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We can allow ourselves to be empathic or not.
Yes.
So we can decide in this particular situation, do I want to connect to this person's feelings
yes.
or not?
Yeah, yeah.
And as long as we feel we're strong and can handle this particular situation that this person is in, that it doesn't mm-hmm. connect to us in a negative way,
right?
And we still feel the sun shining on us, then it's fine to be empathic.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there has been a lot of books written recently about
yes.
empathy and how people, you know, these empaths.
Yes, Judith Orloff is one that's written a book.
Oh,
it's terrific.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also bought one at Barnes & Noble. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name right now. But a lot of people are becoming aware
mm-hmm.
that they actually are empaths.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that is a good thing. Because
mm-hmm.
then you can't ever handle anything unless you're aware.
That's right.
So this awareness is going to save us to be able to help ourselves and help the people that we encounter
yes.
that are struggling.
Yes. And there's a kind of empath where people are sensitive to the earth vibrations. And I wonder if this isn't what animals do when they know that there's a tsunami coming.
Right.
Or there's going to be an earthquake.
Right.
And there's some people say, I can feel something before that.
Right.
So it's almost like a warning sign in some cases.
So that's a way to be in tune with the actual earth.
Yeah.
The nature.
Yeah.
And like some animals, how they choose where to sleep.
Yes.
You know, they search. Or my dogs, when they go pooing, they have to search the right spot to do that pooing. Right?
Yeah,
so
they're
like
fertilizing
the
earth.
Right. But it's like they feel, you know, it has to be the best spot
yes.
available. So, interesting
yeah.
way to be in tune with nature.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
I know my mother, I think, was aware of this when I was young. She, at some point in her life, she was sleeping very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And she had read somewhere that, you know, there are these lines that go energy.
Yeah, meridians.
Meridians,
mm-hmm.
right, in the ground.
Or ley lines.
Ley lines,
yes.
Maybe that's what it's
yeah.
called. That go sort of in a pattern.
Yeah.
And if you lie on a cross point of two lines,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be very comfortable.
Mm.
So she rearranged the bed, and then I think she put like a copper plate underneath her bed that was sort of going to keep that energy out from coming upwards towards where she was sleeping.
Interesting.
And she started sleeping much better after that.
That's good.
So I guess this empathy can be used in many ways.
Yes. I think it's a sensitivity to the aura.
Ah.
And if somebody else's aura is starting to come and impinge upon it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the cords. We talk about cords. That's part little threads from the aura that just go
shoot out. Yeah.
And they can go out any distance.
Just
whereas
to
the
feel.
Aura. Mm-hmm.
To feel.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So those little strands of energy that we shoot out,
mm-hmm.
we can learn how to handle them, right? Pull them in or send them out?
For ourselves, we pull
yeah,
them in.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And also not to pull in others' strands
right.
of energy,
right.
but to keep them a distance apart.
Yes.
If we feel they're intruding.
Right. And if we pull them in, then we just allow that bright
aura.
Light of the aura
right.
to go out. It's like a slippery ball, and just other stuff can just peel off.
Right. It's like a mirror or a...
Or just...
A slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll leave that. Right. So, what's good with being empathic, do you think?
Empathetic?
Yeah, empathetic, sorry.
Yeah. I think it's just an energy that we know what somebody is feeling, and if we are in a position where we can offer a word of, you know, uplifting,
mm-hmm.
or if we're counseling somebody, we can just always bring that in and just allow that to be there. But that's almost like calling on spirit coming in to come through our aura.
Right.
So that person can feel that. So maybe being empathetic in that sense, bringing it through, I don't know if that's called empathy or not.
Right. Maybe it's some type of healing
yeah.
you're describing.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. You know, when somebody's struggling and they are telling us about it, we're listening empathetically.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Uh-huh.
So this is a way to be empathetic, to when we listen to somebody's troubles.
Yeah.
And this is also the space where we might listen in too intently, so that we actually either pull in their sort of sorrow strings on us, or we
move our
strings in too much. So we need to keep, when we listen to somebody telling us, you know, because the listening act is a healing act in a way.
Yes.
Somebody can tell, you know, this happened and I don't know what to do. And, you know, we need to create a space for that.
Yeah.
Where this can go on without us too intermingling too much.
Yes.
And that space might be where we bring in, as you said, the angels.
Yes.
Or if we have the ability to create sort of a space that is just emanating God's light through there.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's like where two or more are gathered in God's name or the Spirit's name, there God is with us.
Right.
But if we just honor that and let that come in,
yes,
then that will fill in the spaces between us.
Right, that needs to be there so yes. we don't get intermingled too much.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true, and that explains that saying or the Bible verse. Mm.
Literally,
yeah,
energetically.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean just that they follow that, because
it has to be a actual reality.
Yes.
Coming in. Yeah. Yes. God's reality.
It's not just words and thoughts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that solves it, all empathics out there. Now we can empath as much as we want without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this was very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't thought some of this before.
No, it just pops in when we start talking about
it.
Yeah.
Must be we were bringing in spirit with us.
Of course.
Yeah.
We give spirit all the credit.
Yes.
But it's still an exploring, which is important.
Yeah.
And this is something we can do for ourselves too, to explore things.
Yes.
And not just, you know, ponder on it. Because
yes.
it creates a good space where we can accept what we find or not, and find a new path.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, have a good day.
Same to you, Mary Phyllis. Uh-huh. See you soon.
Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annelie.